MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:02 p.m. There's a family in Beverly that has chickens that are being used as emotional support for their 8-year-old daughter. Paul Layton in the Salem News writes that the city has gone to court to have the chickens removed from the Lothrop Street yard. Courts have ruled against the family, but the chickens have not been removed. Neighbors have complained that the chickens are drawing rats too and creating odors in the neighborhood. The town of Danvers is working to comply with the state's MBTA Communities Multifamily Zoning Law that was enacted to increase housing availability in the state. This is Danvers Planning Director Brian Zakelli explaining the law.
So the purpose of the new legislation, this has been billed as the reason is that Massachusetts is in a housing crisis. It has some of the highest and fastest growing home prices and rents in the country. These rising costs increase pressure and decrease health, not just for low and moderate income, but for a lot of people. The idea of this new legislation is to create more and better access to work, services, schools, restaurants, parks, in order to by building housing in walkable neighborhoods.
So Kelly was speaking before a recent Danvers Planning Board meeting, and he explains that although the town has been planning for needed zoning updates, some things have changed.
As a new thing, the posture of the state has changed significantly over the past 2 months, in that now State Attorney General is saying that there could be a possible housing discrimination lawsuit against the town, which is a very, very different posture than how this came out several years ago. So that's a new curveball for sure. Really, what's really more for us is that we wouldn't be eligible for local capital project funds, Mass Works, community one-stop application, grant funding, those types of programs. We could get these types of programs. So we could get complete streets design and implementation. We could do corridor studies with this grant money, wayfinding, bike plans, and they range from $20,000 to $4 million.
It's expected that the town will have a plan in place to comply with the zoning requirements.
So we need to prove that everyone does. There's an Excel sheet. Again, it's based upon an export from your GIS, and then it shows, okay, this is the actual acreage of your parcels. This is actually how big the entire district is, and it has to comply. And if it doesn't comply, they just say, you know, they're going to say, this doesn't comply for these reasons. You need to change it. We've done the math. We will do a pre-review with the state before we go to town meeting, so we're not, like, flying blind to town meeting. So we will already know that we can go up and say, this will comply. We have proof. We've had a pre-review, and then that's how it moved forward.
That's Danvers Town Planner Brian Zakelli. Former North Shore Community College President George Trakoff passed away recently in Florida at the age of 91. Trakoff served as North Shore's president for 26 years before retiring in 1999. A change in the traffic pattern on the Salisbury-Newburyport Bridge has caught the attention of Newburyport City Councilor Afroz Khan.
So I'm really curious, with the summer season about to kick off, with that bridge being one that also is known to every half an hour, it's going to be opened up for boaters. It really does merge the traffic a little quicker, but I'm worried about the backup onto our Merrimack Street, which is really connects right into our downtown. And I don't know if you've driven in the summer, but just going from one end town to the other or crossing through the downtown is already very congested. So we'll see. I will say I am in favor with having bike lanes available for those who do want to use that mode of transportation. And I think it's awesome to have a bike lane on the bridge to connect to the rail trail. We invested a lot of money, both Salisbury and Newburyport, and we had a lot of grant money to do a rail trail. So this was a piece of that connection. But I think it just wasn't clear how it was going to be done and the timing for it.
That's Newburyport City Councilor Afroz Khan. Lanes have reportedly been reduced from 2 to 1 to allow for bicycle traffic. And our website will be featuring an interview today with Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. One of the topics to be discussed is his recently released annual report.
For a minute, we run the annual report. It just came out a couple weeks ago. It takes a lot of time to put together. It's something I brought to the sheriff's department from my days as Lynn police chief. We put the report together for the public to view it. It's as you mentioned, it's available on our website. It will be available on yours. We mail copies out to all the local elected officials in the cities and towns, as well as some of the state representatives and state office holders in Boston. It's our way of showing the public what we do, why we do it, and what our successes and our failures, if we have them. We're not perfect, but it's a good way for the taxpayer to see how their money is being spent that they pay every week to keep the facility floating.
Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. Again, we'll have a full interview with him today on our website. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays yesterday 6-2. That series concludes this afternoon with a game starting at 4:05. MIAA baseball today. St. John's Prep takes on Braintree at 4 at the Prep. Prep coach Dan Letarte.
I think it'll be very competitive. Braintree's our old foe / friend from the Super 8, and I'm very familiar with that program. So we play at 4 o'clock at home, and they can hit. There's no doubt they put the ball in play. They do not have many strikeouts. They have a great tradition of just winning in the tournament, and we're looking forward to having them come, and now they're Coach Bill O'Connell, great coach, very good friend of mine. We stay in touch throughout the year.
St. John's will be starting a sophomore on the mound today.
We have sophomore Henry Hebert going. Henry's had a great year. 1.40 ERA. Batters are hitting 173 against him, and he's really emerged. He came from the bullpen out after a few injuries, became one of our starters, and is our most consistent starter now. So, you know, young sophomore, but you know, he's definitely deserves to get that ball rolling and start that game by evidence of how he's pitched the last 2.5-3 weeks of the season.
St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letarte. Peabody High's Abby Betancourt has been named the Northeastern Conference's most valuable player for the year. In girls lacrosse today, Newburyport will be taking on Auburn. Newburyport coach Catherine Batchelder will be counting on her midfielders to compete hard today.
Yeah, we have a strong, you know, our midfield is very strong. We have a junior, Olivia McDonald, who's committed to go play at Colgate, and another junior, Rita Kaelin, who isn't sure yet of her college decisions. But they both just are tireless, and they're up and down the field, and they are part of that draw unit, as I said, that, you know, wins us possession 64% of the time. So they just are always working their hardest, and it's tough, you know, they're every turnover, they're getting back on defense, you know, every defensive turnover, they're sprinting down on offense, they just go, you know, they go 100 miles an hour the whole game.
Yeah.
So the two of them have really stepped up.
The winner of this game today will take on North Reading. Coach Matt Costello of North Reading is coming off a big win Saturday, 14-9, over Cardinal Spellman, and he says his Hornets are experienced.
You're a heavy group, you know, with a lot of leaders. I think we have a really good problem with leadership. Every kid is a little unique and a little different and has, you know, their own personalities, but we knew that we're going to be in really good hands with an experienced group. And then, you know, our junior class is a little bit smaller. Same thing with sophomores, and we actually have a big freshman class. So it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of experience and then still newer, inexperienced players. So I think throughout the year there's been some ups and downs and some bumps and bruises, but, you know, I think the senior group really has, you know, rose to the occasion the last couple of weeks, and I think they've really started to turn it on. Ever since our Tewksbury game, I should say, we started to see the potential, and okay, this is the North Reading team that we knew, you know, we were capable of playing, you know, the level of style of play and the level of play. So I give a lot of credit to the seniors, and I also give a lot of credit to the underclassmen who have really been working so hard to just try and learn and be coachable and also lead themselves.
North Reading girls lacrosse coach Matt Costello. The Endicott baseball team completed their historic season over the weekend with a loss in the College World Series in Iowa. We end today's podcast with a thoughtful observation from Gulls coach Brian Haley after their season-ending game on Saturday.
I'm just really proud of our group. Obviously, there's a lot of tears shed, a lot of hugs, a lot of emotion when the season ends this way. We're realistic. We know that it ends this way for the vast majority of teams. There's going to be six other teams feeling the same way real soon, and one team that gets that sense of pure joy in that last dog pile. And I think talking about the game, I understand if we have to, that's fine, and I will. But I think at this point, it's like you don't learn from this last game because your next game's 7 months away. So I think what I prefer to discuss is just my feelings for these young men and what they did and their leadership. And I do feel that us feeling these feelings of, loss, failure is really good for us as people. And I do think some of the best leaders in this world were student athletes just like them, because they know how to handle it and move forward and keep being resilient through all the times that they're going to deal with, because life's hard and these guys understand that too. So I think we're just getting prepared for the next step. These guys are getting prepared for the next step in their life, and we're all getting prepared to move forward. But again, very proud, great sense of accomplishment with this group, and I love this group. My favorite group, one of my favorite groups of all time.
Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.